Mariana Sadowska, welcome again. What a beautiful dress you're wearing. Is it also Ukrainian or?
It's not Ukrainian, it's contemporary. It's made for me especially, but it was made by two artists from Cologne, and they were inspired by Ukrainian traditional dress. So, but it's so, modern.
It's modern, okay. Mariana Sadowska was born in Ukraine in the city of Lviv, studied piano at the National Music College in Lviv, and started her career as an actress in Poland. After that, she traveled all over the world to find traditional rural songs and stories, and she experiments with them in her music on harmonium, like we saw and heard, and piano. Mariana, this song, Spring is Coming, what do I imagine all the women in Ukraine come out of their houses, like you said, you can't do this in the city, and sing a song like this? How do you have to see this?
No, of course not. It's not like that, that in Ukraine all women are going singing the songs. And even more, actually, this tradition survived in the places which are far away from the center. It's like very remote villages. It's villages which were in the way not really touched by civilization. Mm-hmm. And it's very often very poor villages when you still don't have running water, or, you know, they have to cook in fireplaces. They don't have gas or something like that. So it's very far away villages. And the thing is that when I grew up, Lviv, my hometown, is in the west of Ukraine, and I grew up actually being completely sure that all this tradition is dead, because I grew up with in Soviet time, so I knew you know, what was served us as a traditional music. It was like Ukrainian traditional songs about Lenin, about kolkhoz, about big revolution, you know, all this stuff,
and all about the big leader, and
yes, and it was all this kind of kitsch folklore. That's why I even don't want to use this word, folklore. And
which word do you use for it?
I use traditional Ukrainian traditional music. Mm-hmm. And so when, so for many people in Ukraine, this music till recently was very unknown, and we didn't know that it's survived, and we didn't know that, you know, that despite colonizations, Stalin's, despite all this horrible history which Ukraine went through, that people still not only remember how to sing, they also do those rituals. They remember, for example, this calling, spring calling, is coming from the north of Ukraine. And people still there, women, older women, they would say, we have to sing the spring, not about the spring. We have to sing the spring. They really believe somehow that with their singing and with their voices, they can build a connection to the nature, to the you know, everything which, to the elements, to everything which is around, that you can influence with your voice. And so that's why they know what particular song you have to sing when, like during the wedding, you know, you cannot mix it. It's very, it's like a, it's a little bit like magic, you know, and they still believe into it, and they're still practicing this.
So this song for the spring, you can only sing in spring, or right before spring.
Yes, that's true. You actually, you know, each song has particular time, mm-hmm, and place. So if you go to the villages and you ask in the middle of the winter to sing spring calling songs, they will tell like, well, it's not really time for it now, but close the window so the neighbors doesn't hear what we are doing here. And then they will sing.
Oh, then
for
they
you.
Do it.
Then they do it.
When
they
nobody
do it
hears,
you.
They do it,
yes,
for you. Okay, they so they did it for you.
It was also for me when I started many years ago. My first villages were, I visited when I was 20, and it was for me always feeling that these ladies were waiting, somebody is coming and they can sing. They were kind of waiting when they can give it, you know? So that's why actually I started singing myself. I didn't plan to be a singer. I just felt that I received so much that I have to give it.
And were they surprised that you wanted to hear those songs and that you were looking for those songs? Or
it was kind of those surprise which happen in your life and are meant to be happened. And it was for me, I was going to be actress. I studied classical piano. I didn't want to be a classical pianist. And I wanted to be actress and I was looking for theater. And
you were an actress in Poland.
Yes, I started. It was before Poland. I was still,
even before Poland in Ukraine.
It was before Poland, mm-hmm. Yes. I was, in that time, was first experimental theater starting to move in my hometown in Lviv. And with this company, I went to capital of Ukraine, to Kyiv. And per chance, on one evening, I met ethnomusicologist from Kyiv. And I heard that what they do, they said that it's not enough to go to the village to record this music, this tradition, to put it into the archives, to write your science work, to study it. It's not enough. We have to learn how to sing it. And especially there was one teacher, one professor, Yevhen Yefremov, who basically, many generations of students grow up who are now singing this music and making this music alive. And they went on the river kayaking, you know, on vacation with backpack through the villages and recording, learning. And I heard from them. I met them in Kyiv. And I heard, and it was for me like to, you know, like you search for something and then suddenly you see it's just there. You just have to open the door and go out. So I decided I have to do it. I didn't know why. I just wanted to be in touch with this culture.
And you got in touch with this culture.
And I got.
And you found songs and you are singing them. And I also found a quote from you. Saying, I do not sing songs I found in books. Each song I sing was given to me by a specific woman. I heard the story of the song, learned the way it should be sung, and understood that a song can be the map which leads you to your life. So each song you sing, you learn from a different person, from a different woman?
Yes, or there were some women which gave me many songs. And sometimes you record, you know, you record many hours, many days, and then you go home. And when you're ready, you want to say goodbye, they would tell you, oh, I forgot to sing you this one. So, or you stay and miss your bus, or you come back next year because you have to.
And what did you do? You missed the bus.
I miss sometimes the bus, and sometimes I was coming many years, and actually, her name is Ulana Kuzlo, and she created a story in the village. She had to explain to the other villagers why I'm coming back. So she told that I am her daughter from side, you know, like she had some affairs, and I'm her daughter from these affairs.
Her secret daughter.
Yeah. But also, what happened to me, and it's probably will happen to everyone who will go there, women are singing for you many hours. You ask them, and oh, how about this and how about that? And there is this particular moment coming when suddenly they tell you, I'm going to sing you now my song. And what is my song? Did you create it? No. This is song. Every time I was singing it, I felt better. So the songs was like, it's like a talisman. And sometimes one woman, and from, I will sing now two songs from this village Krechkivka, is not far away from Kyiv. There was one woman, Halina Popko, she told me, my God, I sang you all my life. So you understand that it's not only words and notes, it's something really more what they give you. And I'm going to sing now two songs from this village, Krechkivka. One is from Baba Hanna Levada. Every time I came, there was this particular moment. She told me, now is the time for my song. And it's a widow song.
A widow song. Thank you. Marjana Sadowska neemt haar plaats weer in. We gaan naar de luisteren.